This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you live in a swing state, doesn't really matter which one, but we'll pick Iowa, it means never-ending television campaign ads, lots of attention from the candidates, and dozens of campaign offices all over the state. You might think that all that activity would be great news for the local economy, right? Well, you'd be wrong, as Iowa Public Radio's Sarah McCammon explains.
We'll get you set up in just a second.
It's a chilly Saturday morning, and volunteers are filing into President Obama's campaign headquarters in Mason City's quaint downtown. Just under 30,000 people live here.
So the purpose of this training is kind of to give you a sense of what your role is in the larger organization of the campaign. So
it's places like these where the ground game in the presidential election is being fought hard in swing states, with volunteers knocking on doors and distributing signs on their candidates' behalf. But does this lead to big sales for Iowa businesses? Are busy campaign volunteers spending money on things like office supplies and coffee?
I'm Catherine Fields. I'm the owner of Coffee Cat here in Mason City.
Fields' coffee shop is around the corner from the Obama office. She gets some traffic from interns, and she sold a few lattes to reporters passing through town to cover political events.
I can find that there's a little more traffic on those days. Yeah, later part of the weeks especially, you know, if there's candidates traveling through the North Iowa area.
But Fields says it's not enough extra business to make a major impact. Ask both campaigns, and they say it's important to have a presence in key parts of Iowa where polls continue to be tight. But they'll acknowledge they're not exactly bringing in big dollars. Aaron Seidler is communications director for Obama's Iowa campaign, which has 67 offices across Iowa, many in small towns.
We think it's important to have a storefront with signs in the window, lights on, and people working as an, you know, as a good face to the community of this campaign and an easy way for people to come volunteer for the campaign.
The Romney campaign has 13 local offices spread across Iowa. Tom Zold is the Iowa spokesman for the Republican National Committee. He says workers are mostly spending money on food and caffeine.
In Mason City, there's a Jimmy John's that's close to the office, and I know that the staffers there run out to Jimmy John's often, as do the volunteers. You know, they're making calls all day. They want to keep making calls, and they run out and grab a quick sandwich and bring it back.
Well, thank you for your time, and you have a blessed day.
Neither campaign would let me interview local office staff on tape. But they did let me talk to volunteers like Darla Connell, a 66-year-old retired John Deere employee. She's among a handful of volunteers, all older women, making phone calls at the Romney office.
One of our favorite restaurants is Jimmy John's, and it's new to this community. They have wonderful food and great service.
Of course, Romney has repeatedly referred to the restaurant chain in stump speeches as an example of American success.
We deliver today to the guys out there.
Earlier in the week.
The Mason City Jimmy John's is just down the street from the Romney office. Workers Linda Harder and Leah Biebesheimer say they've taken orders from both campaigns, including Obama's. But does that increase business at the store?
I don't think so. I mean, it's just a regular order.
Well, we need to be careful not to confuse the appearance of economic activity with the reality of economic activity.
Economist David Swenson of Iowa State University says even in battleground states like Iowa, most of the campaign spending goes to TV ads, not small businesses. And Swenson says the handful of local staffers who are on the payroll are trained primarily in one thing.
Organizing, organizing, organizing. And the word organizing means get free labor.
Free labor from local residents who would be buying things in their towns anyway. In Mason City, Iowa, I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.